striking western Ukraine. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. There have been several explosions in the Ukrainian city of Lviv, apparently caused by Russian missiles. Six are dead. This is Russia prepares for a major assault in the eastern part of the country. Easter Sunday at the Vatican, and Pope Francis made sure to pray for the people of Ukraine.
May there be peace for war torn Ukraine, so sorely tried by the violence and the destruction of the cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged.
He said we should remember the elderly, the orphans, and those who are displaced. Today, Philadelphia returns to a mask mandate. Fox's Tanya J. Powers on the story.
Citing a rising number of COVID-19 cases, Philadelphia health officials have reinstated a mask mandate in all public indoor spaces, including restaurants, bars, and movie theaters. The announcement was made earlier this month in order to give businesses time to inform their staff and put up signage. The move stops short of requiring proof of COVID vaccination. Health officials say the mask mandate will be removed when the city's case numbers return to the all-clear level.
Almost a week after the New York subway shooting, which wounded 10 people, Mayor Eric Adams is speaking out about social media. The accused gunman, Frank James, had posted angry videos on YouTube.
I think social media must step up. There's a corporate responsibility. When we are watching hate brew online, we could identify using artificial intelligence and other methods to identify those who are talking about violence.
Adams on ABC's This Week. James remains in federal lockup, charged with terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Today is Patriots Day, and that means for the first time in 3 years, it's Boston Marathon Day.
After a 2020 COVID cancellation and a delay last year to October, the 126th running of the Boston Marathon is back on Patriots Day, as is custom for the world's oldest 26.2-mile trek, with thousands of runners in the pack from all 50 states and 122 countries.
This has been on my bucket list for over a decade. I'm just very excited, and it's surreal. I can't believe that I'm actually here.
Those competitors speaking with Fox TV affiliate WFXT in Boston, in addition to a normal-sized field, the start of the race going back to normal with four major waves rather than the rolling start done last year for the marathon.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. China says three people have died from COVID in Shanghai. These are the first deaths in that city since the latest outbreak began. Another sign of where we are in the pandemic, Fox's Jeff Manasso tells us American Airlines is bringing back liquor sales.
American Airlines is the last major U.S. carrier to bring back sales of beer, wine, and spirits to its domestic coach cabins starting today, the date the current federal mask mandate was supposed to expire, until the Biden administration last week announced a 15-day extension. Airlines stopped selling alcohol and food on flights early in the pandemic, with flight attendant unions blaming drinking for contributing to disputes and unruly behavior over forced masking. American is also bringing back buy-on-board food service, which it says will start with flights longer than 1,500 miles. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Pittsburgh, police are still looking for the shooter or shooters who opened fire during a weekend house party. The shots killed two teenagers and wounded at least eight others. Police say they were shooting both inside that house and outside. I'm Roger Stern, and you're listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.